This is the Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 WFRCLP, the home of Fort Recovery Athletics. From the first serve to the final buzzer, from the crack of the bat to the roar of the crowd, we've got every play covered. Today's broadcast is made possible by the support of our community-minded underwriters, the local businesses who stand behind our athletes and this station. You're listening to Fort Recovery's Hometown Voice, 107.3 The Tribe. Let's play and go Tribe!
Welcome back to Lehman High School. Indians are playing the Edina Warriors. They're going to be across the gym from where I am. I'm in a corner, and Indians are serving first. It'll be Haley Easton, and she serves long, and it is 1-0 for the Lady Warriors of Edina. Match number 3. Again, we do not have any rosters, so all I know is they're serving. We have a poor receive on the serve. Hits our hand and goes down, and the Warriors are up 2-0. Very early. We need to get things going a little bit. I'm going to have to be looking through and over several people here, so we might not get a lot of going on, but we get a decent receive, get it set up for Bryn Woolman, and she pounds one down on their side. Trail 2-1, and it's going to be Kenna Dews back to serve. Again, I'm looking through there, one of the flag judges and several fans from the other game that I'm at. So they receive our serve, get it back to us. We set it up for Bryn Woolman. Another big hit, and there they get it back to us. We get it to Cameron. She knocks it over to their side. They're going to get it up to their front, and we put it down on their side, and we're tied at 2. Now, I can see the scoreboard most of the time from here. Sometimes the down official will be in the way, but I'll be a little more sure of the score. It's 2-2 right now. And Kenna Dews back to serve again. And it's a really good serve. Goes down the left side, untouched, and stays in bounds. So Indians lead 3-2. Kenna Dews back to serve again. That one hits the net, and they're able to play it. And comes back to our side. We set it on the left side for Cameron. Back to their back row. They set it up to their front row, but it comes to Bryn Woolman, and she slams it down. And it is 4-0 Indians, and Kenna Dews will serve again. Official says go ahead and serve. And they receive it. They're putting it to their left side and cannot get it across the net. And Edina scored the first 2 points. Looked pretty easy for them. We didn't receive the serve very well, but we broke their serve, and Kenna Dews has served 4 straight points. We lead 5-0. Her serve again, another good one. They're able to play it into our blockers and down on our side. So it's 5-3. Indians with the lead, and it'll be Edina serving, the Edina Warriors from Frankfort, Ohio. Somewhere, it looks like it's a little northeast of Chillicothe. So we receive the serve. Ranley sets it up for Woolman. They dig it from the back row, setting it up for the middle, and past our blockers and down, and it is 5-4. Indians still in the lead. Edina serving again. So they've scored the first 2. We scored the next 5. They've scored the next 2. We play it from the back row. Ranley sets for Cameron Mullenkamp. They're able to dig it to the middle. They tip it across and past our blockers and down on our side. So we're tied at 5. And Edina will serve again. Lady Warriors. If you're hearing cheering, that's coming from the match that's where I'm sitting. So we play the serve, get it up to the front. They have it, get it back to our back row. We set up for the left side for Cameron, and she puts it down on their side, and the Indians retake the lead 6-5. So it's Lehman Catholic and Lima Central Catholic playing in this match over here. It was supposed to be on the other side, but they were ready, and this match was open, and it was going to be another 20 or 30 minutes. So they receive our serve and can't get it over the net, hit the net on the third hit. So it is 7-5 Indians. And Bryn Willman will go back to serve. Rocket shot. They play it. They're able to bounce it or roll shot it across. And Ranley will set for Mullenkamp on the left side, and she puts it down on their side. And it is 8-5 Indians. So they scored the first two. We scored the next five. They scored the next three. And then we scored the next three. So then runs. Willman serve. Played from the back row. They're going to bump it to the right side. And we dig it out in the back row. Set it for Mullenkamp again. And she puts another one down again. That's working really well for Cameron Mullenkamp being set up on that left side. And she's put a couple of them down pretty easily. It is 9-5 Indians, and Bryn will serve again. They play it from the back row. They'll bump it to the front. We block it back to them. They tip it over our blockers, playing toward the back, and we get it to Bryn Willman. They're able to dig it. They're going to have to bump it across from the back, and they did. Ranley will set Grizzy this time. They play it, trying to get it under control. They'll be able to get it across. We bump it to the front again. Ranley setting for Mullenkamp again. She hits it. They're able to get their hand on it, but it goes off to the side and backwards, and it's 10-5 Indians. So Cameron Mullenkamp with a couple of, I'm going to say three out of the last 4 points have been just monster hits for her. Bryn will serve again. 10-5 Indians. They play it from the back row. They'll serve it toward the net. They get it, tried to get it across the net and across our blockers, but couldn't even get it across the net. 11-5 Indians. Bryn will serve again. I believe she has 4 service points in a row. And that one gets to the back row, and they can't play it. Hits her right in the hands. She had her hands at her chest and went straight down from there. And we're going to take a timeout with the Edina Warriors. We'll be back in just a moment or two.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Strolls Appliance and Electronics, located at 1513 North Meridian Street in Portland, Indiana.
Strolls are a local dealer for GE and Hot Point Appliances and also carries Radio Shack Electronics. They've been serving the community with appliance service and support for 85 years. More information is available at Stroll Appliance or by calling 260-726-7136.
We thank Strolls Appliance and Electronics in Portland for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Welcome back to Lehman High School, where the Indians are in batch number 3, set number 1, and we are currently on a pretty good roll here. I believe we've scored 6 in a row now, and Bryn Willman is ready to serve after the timeout, playing the Edina Warriors. Bryn ready to go. Official says you can serve. A rocket serve hits the net. They're able to play it out of the back row. A big hit. We block it back to them. They're able to receive it. We dig one out of the back row. Ranley tips it across on the second one, and she'll do that again. They get it from the back row up to their left side across our blockers, but we play it from the back row, setting it up for Mullenkamp. They are able to play it this time, and we get it at the net. We're going to have to get it across. We do, and Mullenkamp gets it across off of their blockers and down. And it is 13-5. Lady Indians. And Bryn Willman will serve again. They play it from the back, set it for the middle, tip it across our blockers. We dig it out, setting it up for Grizzy, and she hits it into the net. So they finally break the serve of Bryn Willman, but I think she got six or seven or maybe even more than that points in a row. So did what we needed to do, and right now we are in pretty good command, but they've had two or three point runs. So it is 13-6. They serve. Garkey digs it from the back row. Ranley sets for Grizzy off their back row and down. So we break their serve right away, and it is 14-6. Lady Indians. And it's going to be Caden Ranley back to serve now. And she's had a number of long service runs. That hits the net and comes right back to us. Did not get it across the net. So it is 14-7. Have them doubled, but we don't want to let them get a run going. Again, we do not have rosters, so I can't tell you who's serving, but it is number one for the Edina Warriors. Good serve. We are just barely able to dig it. Set for Mullenkamp. They're able to play it up near the net, and they can't. They got the return too close to the net. The first hit went up to the net, and they couldn't handle it. So it is 15-7, and Cameron Mullenkamp will go back to serve, see if she can get that really wicked knuckleball serve to dive at the right time. They are able to play it. They're going to have to bump it across. Mullenkamp sets it to Ranley, to Grizzy. Off of them, they're able to play it, setting it up for the middle. A big hit way across our blockers and about 10 feet too long. So it is 16-7. And Cameron Mullenkamp will serve again. Throws it 10 feet in the air, big spin. They're able to get their hands on it, not under control, but they're able to get it across. Grizzy gets it across off of the net. They play it back. And it is Easton with a hit and goes a little too wide. So it is 16-8. Indians have them doubled. And the Edina Warriors will go back to serve again. And it tips the net. We're able to play it. We had Hope Evers there on the left side with a monster hit. And that goes down. Seems like today we've been very effective from that left side. Not sure why, but definitely in this match. And it's going to be Kayla Garkey back to serve for the Indians. She serves it to their back row. They're able to dig it. And they put it across. They put it into our blockers, and we put it back down on their side. So it is 18-8. And Kayla Garkey will go back to serve again. She gets it across, hits the net, and just rolls across. They're able to play it. They hit it to us. We dig it out of the back row, and it'll be Mullenkamp, a monster hit, but a great dig by them. Garkey digs on our side. Mullenkamp will put it back over. They're going to get it up toward the front. We dig it. A whistle. I don't know what happened. It looks like we might have been in the net. So that'll be a point for them. It is 18-9. And the Warriors will go back to serve. Comes across. Evers to the front row. We have to bump it across from the back row by Garkey. They put it across. And they tip it over our blockers. And Garkey was going up to the front to help out. And it went to right exactly where she had been. So it is 18-10. Now for the Indians lead in set number one here in match number three. We play the serve. We get it across. They can't get it under control. The second hit goes backwards into the stands. So it will be 19-10. And we'll have, looks like Haley Easton going back to serve for our Lady Indians. Her serve is over. Good. They're just able to play it and tried to set it to their front row. They set it to Bryn Willman, who put it right down in front of their front row. And it is 20-10. We have them doubled again. It's been happening the last probably 8 or 10 points. They get a point and we get two. Easton again. Just bloops it across, barely able to get to it. They hit it into our blockers and back to their side. That time they tip it over our blockers, and we play it to the front row. They're able to get it back to us. Ranley will set. We got a whistle. It's going to be a no point, and I don't know exactly why. I don't know what happened there. Maybe two people under the net. That was way too long into the volley to be a serve at the wrong time, to not wait for the official. They receive the serve, put it into our blockers and back to them. Same thing again. They're just barely able to dig it out of their bench. We set it for Ranley. Willman hits it down off of their back row and out of bounds. And it is 21-10. Be Haley Easton again. She has a couple of service points in a row already. And they play it from the back row, setting it for the front, tip it across our blockers, but we're able to get it to one of our girls that tips it just over the net to where they were not anymore. It's 22-10, and it's going to be a timeout for the Edina Warriors, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is brought to you in part by BU Floral and Apparel in downtown Fort Recovery. From birthdays and weddings to graduations and anniversaries, they have flowers for every occasion. They also create custom school gear with screen printing, embroidery, and designs to show your hometown pride. Thanks to BU Floral and Apparel for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe 107.3. Let's go, Indians!
Tonight's coverage of the Hometown Huddle is supported by Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery. Open Tuesday through Saturday, they serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner with homemade soups and pies on the weekday lunch menu.
We're back. Sorry to cut in. And we are Easton serving again. They play it from the back row, tip it over our front row. We dig it from the back. It'll be Evers, puts it across. They're able to play it. They tip it across our blockers again. Easton sets it up for the front, setting up for Bryn Willman. They bump it across. They're playing it from the back row. They get it just across our blockers and down, and it is 22-11. Again, have them doubled up. That's about the fifth or sixth time in a row. They'll be serving. Again, don't have a roster. Can't tell you who's serving. And we play it from the back, set it up for Willman. They're moving it up to the front. They hit it into our blockers. We're able to dig it out. And Ranley tried to pop it over and could not do it. There must have been something went on there that we got that point. So I missed it where I'm a distance away. So anyway, it is 23-11. Indians leading here in set number one. And it is Kenna Deuce coming in, I believe, for the first time this set. She hits it to the back row. They play it and they hit it into our blockers and down, and it is set point 24 for the Indians, and I believe 11 for the Edina Warriors. Kenna Deuce again. She gets it to their back row and they hit it straight down into the floor. So the Indians take set number one over the Edina Warriors. And we will take a little break and come back with set number two. Be nice if it was the last set. We hope we can dominate again. Back in just a minute.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe, 107.3 WFRCLP, is supported by Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage of Fort Recovery. For more than 25 years, they've served the area with waterway installation, building pads, demolition, septic system installation, and dirt and gravel hauling. You can reach Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage at 419-852-6655. We thank Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage for backing Fort Recovery Athletics and supporting community radio on the Tribe.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Kalp Pharmacy.
Kalp Pharmacy is a full-service provider of pharmacy and durable medical equipment services, serving communities in Western Ohio and Eastern Indiana. They hold the gold seal of approval for home care from the Joint Commission, reflecting compliance with recognized standards of care. Learn more at kalppharmacy.com. The phone number for pharmacy services is 800-686-2314. The phone number for durable medical equipment is 419-375-7007.
We thank Kalp Pharmacy for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRC-LP.
Tonight's coverage of the Hometown Huddle is supported by Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery. Open Tuesday through Saturday, they serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner with homemade soups and pies on the weekday lunch menu. On weekends, enjoy steak and chicken dinners, and catering is also available. For more information, call 419-375-4888. Thanks to Brick Street Tavern for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and the Tribe 107.3. Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is supported by the Tin Cupboard at 105 South Wayne Street in Fort Recovery. The Tin Cupboard is a local coffee shop and deli offering soups, sandwiches, salads, and wraps, plus homemade pies and hand-dipped ice cream. They also feature weekly take-and-bake meals and a full line of catering services for events and party trays. For details, call 419-375-3034 or visit their social media. Thanks to the Tin Cupboard for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe 107.3.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Fort Recovery Insurance Agency Incorporated.
As an independent agency, Fort Recovery Insurance works with providers like Buckeye State Mutual, Nationwide, Progressive, Indiana Farmers, Donegal, Ohio Mutual, Acuity, Safeco, and Hagerty, offering insurance options for vehicles, homes, farms, life, and health.
We thank Fort Recovery Insurance Agency for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP.
Welcome back to Lehman High School, where the Indians are taking on the Adena Warriors. We won set number one, 25-11, and getting ready for set number two. And it's going to be a little bit of a challenge because the Lehman Catholic fans, I think they just won their match, and they're all standing between me and the court. So I'm trying to get a little bit up in the bleachers so I can see over them to try to help you with this second match. The Adena Warriors played right before they played us. They played Versailles, and Versailles won the first set very easily. Second set was a battle, and Adena came out and won that one, scoring the last 5 or 6 points, I believe, in that contest. And then the Versailles Tigers came back and got it rolling and ended up with a 25-15 or so victory there in set number three. So Indians are on the court. Adena Warriors are on the court. I'm not sure why they haven't subbed in the liberos yet. And again, I'll bring you as much as I can, but I have about 15 Lehman Catholic fans standing between me and the court across the gym. So it's going to be a bit of a challenge here for a little bit till they all move away. Several of them just moved, so we might be okay here, but we'll see how it goes. Looks like everybody might be ready. Nope, the official is just now subbing in the liberos. Both teams have been on the floor for 2 or 3 minutes. So we have our libero subbed in. And Looks like everybody's ready. It will be the Edina Warriors again. I don't have a roster, so I can't tell you any names on their team. Edina Warriors will serve first. Set number two, played from the back row by Cameron. We set it for Bryn Willman, and she puts a monster hit down, and we lead 1-0. And it's going to be Kenna Dews going back to serve for the Lady Indians. Okay, it looks like most of the Lehman fans have kind of moved out of my way now, so it'll be a little bit easier for me. They play it from the back row. They're going to have a nice hit, but we dig it from the back row. Mullenkamp, nice hit. They dig it out. They roll shot it across, but it goes about 10 feet too long out of bounds. So Indians lead 2-0. Deuce will serve good. Goes to their front row. They get a good, nice hit on it. And it is 2-1. Indians leading, but the Warriors will be serving. Played from the back row on the serve. Mullenkamp with a big hit. They play it in the middle. And they said it hit the floor, I guess. So looks like it's 2-2 with the Warriors still serving. Didn't see exactly what happened there. And we play it from the back row. Ranley, we have to bump it across. Mullenkamp with a great shot, but they are able to dig it just off the floor. We tip their block, but a whistle, and they're going to say one of our girls was either in the net or under the net. So it's 3-2 Edina, I believe. See if I can see the scoreboard. Yes, 3-2 Edina. Garkey digs it out. Ranley sets for Willman. They're playing it. They're going to tip it across. We get it up and set for Grizzy, and they're able to make two nice plays and get it in desperation across the net. We set it up for Willman. She hits it in a big crash, but she hits it about 10 feet too long. And Edina right now leading 4-2. They have us doubled. They'll serve again. Just barely played from the back row. Ranley to Mullenkamp. They dig it, and it's going to be the Lady Warriors hit it down on our side. So it's 5-0. I have the Versailles Tigers ladies warming up right in front of me. So that's, they're partially blocking the other set. We dig the serve out of the back row. Willman hits it way too long again, and it is 6-2 in favor of the Edina Warriors. And the Indians are going to call a timeout, and we'll take a timeout with them. We'll be back in, just a moment after we hear from Wendell's Barbecue.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Wendell's Barbecue at the St. Joe store.
Wendell's Barbecue is open Tuesday through Saturday and serves pizzas, gourmet burgers, smoked brisket, pulled pork creations, and hand-cut fries cooked in beef tallow. Wendell's also features daily food specials, offers catering for events of all sizes, and operates a mobile food truck that appears at locations around the area. Find more on the Facebook page or call 419-375-4074.
We thank Wendell's Barbecue at St. Joe for supporting community radio on the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP.
We're back quickly from the timeout, and we've returned the serve. They're getting it to their front row, hit it across to us. Ranley will set for Willman. They're able to just barely dig that out. They tip it across to us, and it goes a little bit wide. So Indians finally break that serve, and it's 6-3, Indians trailing. And it will be Bryn Willman going back to serve for the Indians. We need a nice service run from her and maybe take control of this contest here. Right now, the Edina Warriors are in control. We're waiting for something. I'm across the court, and the Versailles Tigers team is warming up in front of me, so I can't see much of what's going on. But our coach is talking to the down official. I think the flag official is talking to one of their coaches. Not sure what's going on. No idea, because I couldn't see anything happening. So Coach Guggenbiller is pointing at one of our players, so it could be a rotation type of thing, but I do not know that. So until we get that figured out, Coach Guggenbiller is explaining something, trying to justify whatever down official thinks was an infraction. He's listening intently to what Coach Guggenbiller is saying, or she, I can't tell for sure. Again, across the court. But the official walks over and gets something. The up official now came down, and she's talking to Coach Guggenbiller. And he's trying to explain, and just by what I'm seeing from here, it looks like it might be a rotation problem. But no way for me to figure out what it is. Now I see Lehman's coach over, volleyball coach over. They're finished for the day. So she's over kind of near the conversation, but now she's moved away. So there's something going on there. But again, no idea about what it is. Where we stand right now, the Edina Warriors in set number 2 are winning 6-3. And I'm pretty sure it's their serve, but I'm not 100% sure. Some of it may depend on how this discussion turns out. It's about 2 or 3 minutes in, and I haven't seen anything that looks like a resolution. And again, I do not know what they're discussing, but it started with the down official, and then to the up official came down. The layman coach was there in the discussion for a few seconds, and then they went over to the scorer's table away from her. So not sure what's going on here. Indians won the first set pretty easily, 25-11. We kind of dominated that from the start, and through most of it, every time they'd get a point, we would get two. So we had them doubled, 14-7, 16-8, 18-9, and I think we were actually had 20-9 and maybe even 21-9 until they scored a couple of points there late. Again, still a discussion at the scorer's table. I'm thinking that if it's some sort of infraction where somebody has to give up a point, let's do that and go on. It's been almost, I'm going to say, 3 or 4 minutes already in the discussion, and now Coach Guggenbiller is not in the discussion. It's the officials at the table, I believe. I don't know her name. Lehman's coach walked over behind the scorer's table just to take a glance, and she walked away. Seeing if there's something she can do to kind of move things along. We're getting ready for this match right in front of me that'll cause some problems keeping track of our match over there. But it's going to be Versailles versus the Lima Central Catholic Thunderbirds. And my guess is that Versailles will dominate with this two-set match. I'll be very surprised if LCC can hang with them. They have a very good team. Don't know the names except for Corey May's daughter. I've lost track of what it is, Kylie May, and she's pretty good. So I might do play-by-play for this game for a little bit till we get our stuff sorted out. I think that one of the officials now is talking with Coach Guggenbiller, and she has some sort of, it might be the rule book. They're looking at something. Again, I'm over 100 feet away. I'm the length of the court away, and I'm in the corner and they're in the middle. So I'm probably at least 100 feet away, but they have something that they're looking at. And so, again, do not know, and I'm pretty sure we will not get an explanation of what this over 5 minute discussion is about. But in the meantime, the teams, the players from each team are standing on the court. I don't think they're allowed to go to their benches, and they've just been standing there. Now, you know, Adina had a long three-set match with Versailles right before this, and we were kind of warmed up and ready to go. It might be with them being a little bit tired, and now they're standing around. It might be really bad for the Adina team, but I don't know what happened. It looks like it's resolved. The up official is coming back across the court to climb the ladder. The down official is in place, and it looks like the score remains 6-3 in favor of Adina, which is where we were before. So the score didn't seem to change. And it's going to be Bryn Willman's serve. So we didn't lose a point, and it seemed like it was a problem for us, so it might have come out in our favor. Bryn Willman serves. They're able to dig it, and they put it to their left side, and they get it across. We set it for Mullenkamp. She hits it across. They're able to play it, and they put it in the very back corner of our side, and they lead 7-3. We need to break the serve here. Adina Warriors serving again to the Indians. We play it from the back row. Ranley will set it for Grizzy this time, and it's a monster hit down on their side, and it's 6-4. And it'll be Caden Ranley back to serve for the Lady Indians. Official says go ahead and serve. Caden's serve is a good one. They play it from the back row. They're setting it for the middle. Big hit. And it gets off our hands and over toward our bench. So they break the serve, and it is 8-4. They have us doubled. We doubled them most of the first set. They're doubling us now. And the Warriors will serve again. And we get it up to the front row, setting it up for Grizzy again. They are able to dig it out. They're going to bump shot it across. Garkey from the back row. Ranley setting for Mullenkamp. And a crunch. A monster hit. And it's 8-5. And the Indians will get the serve, and it will be Cameron Mullenkamp. She throws it up, not doing it now, but she will throw it up 10 feet in the air, give it a big spin, and it is tough to play, and sometimes it'll just dive right at their feet. They are able to dig it out. Going to hit it across. We play it from the back row. Ranley will set it for Haley Easton with a nice hit from the right side and off of their back row and down. And it is 8-6 now. Indians only down 2. And Cameron Mullenkamp will serve again. They are able to play it. Trying to get it under control. They get it across and hit it into our blockers, but it comes down on our side, and that will make it 9-6 in favor of the Adina Warriors, and they'll go back to serve. So we got a couple of points there. We need to do better than that. Let's break this serve and then get some. Their serve comes. We play it from the back row. We get it to the front row, struggling a little bit, but we get it over across. They're going to hit it hard into our blockers and down. So they doubled us. No, not quite. I take it back. It's 10-6. I was thinking we only had 5, but we did get another point there. Here comes the serve again. Garkey from the back row. Ranley. Grizzy. And it's a little wide. And it's 11-6 in favor of Adina. We have to get this under control here, girls. We have to break this serve and get things rolling. Nice serve. Just barely dig it out, and we can't get it up to the front row, so now they do have us doubled at 12-6. We doubled them almost the entire way in the first set, and they're doubling us almost the entire way in the second set. Here comes the serve again. We dig it from the back row. Goes over toward the scorer's table. We didn't play that very well at all, and we got a hit at the scorer's table, but it went behind the upright for the net. So it is 13-6. We play it from the back row and hit it down into the floor. So it's 14-6. Indians were dominating in the first set, and we are getting dominated in the second set. So we need to get things going here. We'll be back after this timeout with the Indians timeout, and we'll hear from K&L Tractors.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery. K&L Tractor Sales is located on State Route 49 South and carries a variety of new and used farm equipment, including tractors, skid steers, hay tools, tillage and harvesting equipment. You'll find brands like Ferris, Kloss, Great Plains, Salford BVI, Artsway, New Holland, and more. They offer parts and service to keep farm and rural equipment running smoothly. You can learn more at kaletractorsales.com.
Thank you to K&L Tractor Sales for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio.
Welcome back to Lehman Catholic High School. Indians trailing 14-6. Looking not so good. We do play that one well. And Haley Easton, they get it up to her. She tried to put it across on the second hit to surprise them and hit it into the net. It is 15-6. Indians not doing well here. We need to break this serve. Mullenkamp, we get it across, and they are getting it back to us. And Mullenkamp, it came to Mullenkamp. She was going to hit it, and Garkey tried to make a desperate hit and did not work. It's now 16-6. Indians down 10 points. Wow. So we were dominating in the first set. They're dominating badly or greatly, whatever which way team you're looking at. In the second set, we play it from the back row and hit it out of bounds, across the net, but wide and out of bounds. It is now 17-6. We have to get this going. And we are able to play it. Get it to Hope Evers at the 10-foot line, and she hits it into the net. Wow. They have us tripled now. It was bad when they only had us doubled. Serve again. We've been struggling with this lady's serve, and we are able to play it. Mullenkamp hits it, hits the net, and drops down on their side. So we finally break their serve, but it is 18-7. We need a bunch of points out of Kayla Garkey. She'll go back to serve, the sophomore will, and bloops it over. They're able to play it, and they're going to put it at the net. They hit it into our blockers and comes down on our side. So they break the serve right away. We needed a bunch, and we got none. 19-7. And Adina will serve again. We need to, even if we don't win this set, we need to break this momentum. They are tearing us up. Ranley will set for Hope Evers off of their blockers. They're struggling. They will not get it across. That was four hits. Oh, man, they didn't. I must have counted one as a tip. And we are able to get a good hit and put it down on their side. So we did break their serve, and it'll be Haley Easton back to serve. It is 19-8. Indians really need some points here. Break this momentum. We bloop that across. They just barely get it, and it hits the net and drops over and falls out of bounds on the side. So it is 19-9. Let's get four or five more here at least. Get the momentum switched. They get it near to the net. They tip it across. We set it for Woolman. They make a great dig, but the next player cannot get to it, and it is 19-10. And Haley Easton will go back to serve again. She's had some great serves here today and through the season. And that goes to their back, but it goes way too long. And it is 20-10. They have us doubled. And now it will be Adina Warriors serving to the Indians. Set number two, Indians won the first set in a big fashion. And basically the same thing that's going on here, only the other way around. So we're able to at least get it across the net on the serve. Didn't ever really have control. We block it back to their side, coming up to the net, and they weren't able to get it across. So it's 22-11. See who we have serving now. Be Kenna Dews going back to serve. And she has had some nice runs. We need to get a bunch here. Change the momentum. They play it from the back row, but it goes sideways on them. 20-12. They got to 20 first, but maybe we can get a big run going at them and do to them what Versailles did to us. We were ahead 20-15, and they destroyed us in that first set. And they are able to get their hand on it, but it goes, the first hit goes into the net, unplayable. So it is 20-13. We're only down seven. Kenna Dews. They play it from the back row. They're struggling. They're going to be able to get it across, but it goes long. Big hit, but it goes just a little bit too long, and it's 20-14. We have made a big dent in their, no. Okay. They awarded them the point. They already had the, I don't know what happened, but we already had the point on the board, and they took it back. So it is 21-13. We reserve the serve, and it's going up. They're going to call a no point. I think they served sooner than they should have. So it is actually 21-13. And Adina will serve again. And we are able to dig it, and it goes sideways, 22-14. So we were rolling. And then whatever that point was that awarded to us and then taken away, that has changed the difference by 4 points. We receive the serve, tip it over on the second one, comes off of their blockers and down on their side, 22-14. And it'll be Bryn Willman back to serve. Good serve. They dig it from the back row, going to set it for the left side. We dig it out of the back row. Easton setting it for Mullenkamp off of two or three of them. They do get it back across the net somehow. Ranley setting it for Mullenkamp again. Great dig from the back row. They tip it across our blockers. Willman, Ranley, Grizzy. They're able to play it up near the front, playing from the center. We didn't touch it. It goes way long, and it is 22-14. Indians, no, fifth, well, I thought it was 13 and now 14. It's 15, 22-15. We're down seven, have a long way to go, but if we can just change the momentum a little bit, it'll help us a lot. And they play the serve and get it across, and we can't play it back. So it is 23-15, excuse me, 8-point lead, and Adina Warriors will serve again. We get it to the front row. Ranley tips it across on the second hit. They get it set up. We block it at the net, and it's down, and it is set point for the Adina Warriors. It's 24-15. So Indians need to get a couple of points out of this anyway and switch the momentum, even if we can't win. Mullenkamp with a great hit down in front of their back row, right at their feet, and it's 24-16. We're down eight, and we'd have to get 10 points in a row to win this. have to get eight to tie it. And there's one of them to their back row, and it goes backwards. And it is 24-17. Caden Ranley back to serve again. She gets it to their back row. They're going to get it near the front. And they get it to the front and hit it about 20 feet too long. So we've gotten a couple of points in a row. The momentum is switching. We have to keep it rolling. We might still be able to win this, but we definitely are switching the momentum. Ranley, back row. They're going to get it to us. We are able to dig it out just barely. We tip it across their blockers. They are able to get it back into play. And there's a whistle. Oh, a ball from the other court came in. So that's probably what those other non-plays were. I just wasn't where I could see that a ball came in. So no point for anybody. And Ranley will serve. And they hit it into the other court. So here we come. It is 18-24-19, excuse me. And we're down five. They only need 1 point to win. We need to get five more to tie it and go into extra points. They play it from the right side, tip it across our blockers. We're fighting a little bit, but we do get it across. They're able to keep it moving, and they tipped it across on the second hit and right in the middle of us, and that finishes it off. But we came back pretty well. We were down 20-10 and outscored them 9-5 in that last tail end of that set. So one set apiece for the Indians and for the Edina Warriors. We'll take a break, and we'll come back with the third and deciding set, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Miracle Lanes in Fort Recovery, offering bowling, family fun, and a place for the community to gather. Hey, Harry Carey, tell us more.
Hey, they've got lanes for parties and celebrations and open bowling on the weekend. In the kitchen, it's wings, pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and subs. Plus a pizza wing and salad bar buffet every Friday at lunch. For more information, the number's 419-375-4274.
We thank Miracle Lanes and Fort Recovery for their support of the Tribe 107.3. Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Cooper Farms, family-owned and operated since 1938. With locations in Mercer, Dark, Van Wert, and Paulding counties, Cooper Farms produces a wide variety of turkey, ham, and chicken products, along with table eggs and liquid eggs distributed across North America. They're also proud to give back through community initiatives right here in Northwest Ohio. Learn more at cooperfarms.com. Thanks to Cooper Farms for supporting local athletics and the Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LPFM comes from Gruby Auctioneering.
Licensed and bonded in both Ohio and Indiana, Adrian Gruby conducts farm, real estate, coins, and collectible auctions live, online, and simulcast. He's also a licensed real estate agent with Lakeshore Realtors, helping guide clients through each step of buying or selling a home. More information is available at grubyauctioneering.hybid.com or by calling 419-305-9202.
We thank Gruby Auctioneering for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LPFM. Support for the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP comes from Pub 49 Bar and Grill, located in downtown St. Anthony, just north of Fort Recovery. Pub 49 is a locally owned and operated restaurant, open 7 days a week starting at 7 a.m., serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Their menu includes a variety of items such as chicken, pork chops, pizza, wings, ribs, and fish dinners. A pizza buffet is offered on Wednesdays at lunch and on Saturday evenings. Meals are available for dine-in or carry-out with a drive-through window for pickup orders. Catering service is also available for your special events. More information is available on the Pub 49 Facebook page. We thank Pub 49 for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP.
Welcome back to Lehman High School, where the set number three is starting. Indians serve first, Haley Easton, And they play it from the back row. They get it over to us. Ranley sets it for Willman. Nice dig from their back row. And big hit off our blockers. Ranley puts it across on the second hit. They're going to play it. And it comes to us. Back battle at the net. It's back over to their side. We get it to Evers. Got it up to the net, but she got it too close to the net, and we couldn't play it out. And it is 1-0, Adena Warriors. So they'll serve. Garkey digs it out. Ranley will bump it to the front. Evers with a nice hit. They'll set it for the middle. We play it from the back row. Need to bump it across. That's Evers. They play it from the back row. They're going to set it up. And comes past our blockers. But they say that it stayed in bounds. So it is 2-0 in favor of the Adena Warriors. And they'll serve again. We can't let them get that big lead on us again like they did that last set. They bump it across. Garkey. Ranley sets it for Willman. She tips it across. They're able to dig it out at the front row. They bump it across. We play it from the back. Evers tips it across. And it's wide and out of bounds. 3-0. We're making mistakes. They're the ones that should be tired, and we're making mistakes like we're the tired team. Adena serves again. Ranley will set it for Willman. She tips it across their blockers, and they can't play it. We finally break the serve, and it's 3-1 in favor of Adena, and it's going to be Kennedews going back to serve for the Indians. Indians won the first set 25-11 in dominating fashion, and then we got dominated till the very end of set number two, lost at 25-19. We get it to them, back to us, over to their side now. They're going to tip it across. We play it from the back row. Ranley sets it for Willman. Nice hit. Gets it in that back corner. And it's 3-2. And the Indians have a little roll going now. Need to get Kenna Deuce back there and get a number of points in a row and get us ahead of them. She bloops that one. They just barely get it. And they're going to tip it across. Oh, a great dig by Kayla Garkey. And they had a nice dig out of the back row. And they hit a nice hit. They said it stayed in bounds. And it probably did. So it's 4-2. They have us doubled. But that's not going to last for long. We're going to get this back, and we're going to get on a roll here. I just feel it. Here's the serve. And we let it drop right in the middle of us. So I'm pretty sure I was wrong there. 5-2. What we need to do is to break this serve and get a roll going. And if they hit it into the net, so it's 5-3. We doubled them almost the whole way in the first set. They doubled us almost the whole way in the second set till right toward the end. And it'll be Bryn Willman serving for the Indians. She gets it across. They play from the back row up to the front. They tip it across our blockers. Ranley sets it for Mullenkamp. They play it from the back row. Left side for them. We get it up to the front, and we're setting it up for Grizzy. They have a nice play, and it's back to us. Ranley, Mullenkamp, nice dig for them. They're going to have to bump shot it across. And it'll be Ranley. She puts it across on the second hit and puts it back in the corner over their head. And it's 5-4. Indians trailing, but it will be Bryn Willman back to serve. Bryn's serve. They play it. And it is come to, back to us. Setting it up for Grizzy. Nice dig on their side. And Mullenkamp to set it up for Ranley, who is our setter. And Mullenkamp set her up perfectly, and she smashes it down. And it's tied at 5. And Bryn Woolman will serve again. We need to get two or three or four more and establish our superiority here. We need to get this going. They bump it across. We get it to the front row. Ranley to Grizzy. They can't handle it. And it's Indians take the lead, 6-5. And Woolman will serve again. Senior has been awesome her entire career. Nice shot. They play it to their right side. We block it back. They try to get it across. It hits the net. We play it. Grizzy tips it over their blockers and down into the campfire. Everybody standing around. Landed right in the middle of them. Indians now lead 7-5. And this is what we needed. I think we have 4 points in a row now. I think we were down 5-3. And it is going our way. We need to keep that up. And Wilman's serve goes off the back row and backwards into their stands. And it is 8-5. Woolman back to serve again. Let's get three or four or five more. Let's get this under control. Nice serve. They are able to play it. Second hit, decent, but not great. We play it from the back row. Ranley will set it for Mullenkamp on a big hit. Great dig from the back row. A big hit for them, but it goes long and wide. And it will be 9-5 now. Indians have scored 6 in a row. And the Edina Warriors will take a timeout. And we'll take a timeout with them. We'll be back after we hear from Wabash Communications.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is provided in part by Wabash Communications. Serving West Central Ohio and Eastern Indiana, Wabash provides internet, phone, and TV services along with technology solutions for local businesses. Local support is available 24/7 for homes and businesses. Learn more at wabash.com or call 419-942-1111. Thanks to Wabash Communications for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe 107.3.
Welcome back to Lehman High School. Running about an hour later than we wanted to, but that's nowhere to go, I guess. So Indians, after 6 points in a row, now leads 9-5, and Bryn Woolman will go back to serve again. And they have been having a little trouble with her serve. And the Indians had some really nice digs. We played very well here after the first 3 points. And as soon as I say that, Bryn hits one right into the net. Service error. 9-6. We need to break the serve again. The Edina Warriors, again, we don't have a roster, so I have no idea their names. Serve. And it probably was going to go out of bounds. We hit it and made sure it went backwards out of bounds. So it's 9-7. Indians lead down to 2. We need to get this back under control again. And Garkey plays it. Ranley bumps it toward the front. Mullenkamp hits it to them. They hit it back on the first ball. And then we set it up for Ranley. She has a couple of kills. She's our setter. And she's had, I'm going to say, probably 5 or 6 kills here today. So that makes it 10-7, Indians leading, and Ranley will go back to serve. Caden Ranley you don't see her ball do much, but it does a knuckleball also. It's tough. And they get their hand on it and put it backwards out of bounds, and it's 11-7 Indians. And Ranley will serve again. Let's just show them that we mean business, and we're going to just walk away with this. Let's just get going right here. Bryn Woolman did that earlier with 6 points in a row. Let's get a bunch here. And that one's a little long and wide, I believe. Yep. So it was back corner, but we couldn't keep it in bounds. So it's 11-8. And the Edina Warriors will go back to serve. Indians went from down 5-3 to now leading 11-8. And they play that one from the back row, or we play it from the back row, and then we let it go up in the air, and then three girls watched it hit the floor right in front of them. 11-9, Indians lead down to 2. We cannot do that. It's tough enough to get points. So we play it from the back row. Ranley sets it up for Mullenkamp. They're able to dig it out, setting it up for the left side. They put it up to Ranley. Ranley to Grizzy. They're able to dig that out. We dig the hit back to us. And Grizzy puts another one there, but they're able to play it. And Mullenkamp with a great dig. And they are not able to play it. They get it to, I believe that was, I'm not sure who it was on our side that hit the kill, but it's now 12-9. And Mullenkamp's serve, they are able to dig it out of there and hit it back to us. Garkey to Evers, and it goes just a little bit too long. 12-10 in favor of the Indians. Still a little too close. We need to break this serve. We can't let them score points off of their serve. Idina Warriors trailing by two. Serve. We play it to the front. Ranley sets it up for Evers. Has to bump it across. And they got a couple of hands on it, but could not get it under control. So it is 13-10 Indians. And Kayla Garkey will go back to serve. We need to get several out of her. Let's get this under control. Get all the momentum on our side. A nice serve. They are able to dig it out, going toward the front. And we're able to fight with it, and we're going to be able to get it across. But it was a battle. They got their hand on it in the back row, but could not get it back where anybody else could hit it. 14-10 Indians. Set number three. We won the first set in dominating fashion, 25-11. And we got kind of dominated till the very end in the second set, but lost that 25-19. But we were down 10 late. I think we were down 20-10. Garkey serves. They are able to play. And we dig it out. Garkey will bump it for Haley Easton. And so Haley Easton with a big kill makes it 15-10. And she and Caden Ranley have been getting some kills, and usually that is not their role, but it's been working pretty well today. They have a nice serve, and we get it back to them. We get the serve, they get it back to us, but we can't handle it, and it is 15-11. Indians leading. And the Idina Warriors back to serve. And it hits the net. We're able to play it. Willman with a hit. They're fighting to keep it under control. They are able to. And hit it under our blockers and down. So it's 15-12. The Idina Warriors coming at us. Only down three. We need to stop it. We need to get this point here on their serve. So Hope Evers gets it. We get it set up for Cameron Mullenkamp, and she hits a nice kill down into the middle of their formation there. And it is 16-12. And Haley Easton will serve. And they play it from the back. They tip it across. Easton digs it from the back. Ranley sets it up for Evers off their blockers and down. 17-12, Indians lead by five. Easton back to serve again. Her serves have been a little tough for them to handle. There's one they bloop. They're able to play it. And into our blockers and back down on their side again. So the Indians are starting to dominate here. It is 18-12. And Haley Easton is on a pretty good little roll here. Keep it going. She just dumps that one, bloops it over. They're able to get a nice play on it. We're going to set it up for Hope Evers, and they can't handle it. 19-12, and the Idina Warriors are going to take a timeout. I think they're taking a timeout about 2 points too late. We'll be back with what we think will be the end of this match. After this from CSG Consulting.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from CSG Consulting. Zaysha, they help businesses and individuals build smart strategies using financial modeling and analysis. CSG assists with keeping an eye on performance, managing business dashboards, and analyzing budget differences. They also help adjust strategies and manage change because what worked before might not work tomorrow. Their focus is on understanding all the moving parts in your operation to keep everything balanced and on track. You can learn more at csgconsulting.us or call 419-852-4049 or 614-551-4631.
Welcome back to Lehman Catholic High School, where the Indians are leading now 19-12, and Haley Easton serving again. Just kind of bloops that one across again. They've had a little trouble with it. They're able to get it a nice hit, and it's back and forth at the net. We keep blocking their big hits, and that gets across our blockers and down. So it's 19-13 down in front of our back row, and the Edina Warriors will go back to serve. But Haley Easton got, I think, 5 points in a row for us and kind of said that we are taking control. They serve it just, we stepped away, and it was just a little bit out of bounds. That was risky stepping away from it, but it worked. And it's going to be Kenna Deuce going back. We're the first team to 20. That's the team that usually wins. Didn't happen earlier for us against Versailles. Deuce serve. They are able to dig it out, and a big hit at the net. We block it, and we had a couple of hits after the block, but then we got it to, I think that was Evers that hit it right into the net. So it is 20-14. Indians still lead by 6, but we can't let up. Adina serving. Garkey, Ranley, Willman. They're able to dig it from the back row. They're going to bump it to the front, to the left side, across our blockers. We're struggling. We're going to have to bump it across, and we do. They play it, getting it to the front again in the middle. Block it, hit it across our blockers and down behind our back row, and it's 20-15. So we let them get a point on their serve. We have to keep that from happening. We have to break this serve. Cannot let them get momentum, because we were ahead of Versailles 20-15 in the first set today, and they ended up winning. So we play their serve. It's back to them. They're putting it in the middle, and we have a great dig, but it goes to the side and behind our bench, and it is 20-16. And they're serving again. Cannot let them get any more points. Cannot let them switch this momentum. There's a nice hit. Dews, Ranley, Willman. Nice dig by them. They're going to bump it across. We bump it back. Ranley to Mullenkamp. Weird play, but we got it across. They hit it across through our blockers and down. And here they come. It is 20-17. We cannot let it get away from us here. Nice hit, hits the net, and drops down. How about that shot? And that's going to bring the timeout from the Indians. We were, I believe, ahead 20-14 and had control. It's now 20-18, and we need a timeout. We'll be back after this from Hull Brothers.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is supported by Hull Brothers Case IH, serving farmers and families for more than 125 years. Located in Fort Recovery, Hull Brothers offers new and used tractors from Case IH and Kubota, plus parts and service to keep your equipment running strong. They also carry mowers and outdoor gear from Grasshopper, Cub Cadet, and Toro. Learn more at hullbros.com or call 419-375-2827. Thanks to Hull Brothers for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe.
Welcome back to Lehman High School. Indians receive the serve. We get it back across to them. They're setting it up for the middle, tip it across our blockers. We play it from the back row, setting up on the left side for Cameron Mullenkamp, and they're able to get it moving again. It was pretty close to going down. We'll get set up Mullenkamp again. They play it from the back row. They tip it across on the second. We're able to play it. Ranley, Willman off of their hand and down. It's 21-18. Really, really needed that break of that serve. So Indians break, finally break that momentum of four in a row. It'll be Bryn Willman back to serve. See if she can get four in a row and finish this match. 21-18. They play it from the back row and it goes into the other court. So 22-18. So the Versailles and LCC match is over. So I'm probably going to have to struggle to see the end of our match, but Bryn Willman will be serving and she gets it across and it is back to our side. Ranley, Grizzy, they block it back. Grizzy again. We had a double hit, it says. And so it is 22-19. Indians still lead by three, but we can't let them get any momentum going. They got 4 points in a row the last time they broke our serve. Adina Warriors with the serve. Garkey to Ranley to Grizzy, and it drops in the middle of them, and the Indians now lead 23-19. That was a big, big point. We only need two more. Caden Ranley will go back to serve for the Indians. They play it from the back row. They pump it across on the second hit. Garkey with a dive to get it back across the net. They hit it into our blockers and down, and it goes out of bounds. So it is 23-20. Indians still lead by three, but again, can't let them get any points here. We have to break that momentum. If they get a little momentum here, they could finish out the match. So they serve to us. Garkey, Ranley sets for Grizzy. They play it from the back row, and they tip it across to us. Ranley setting for Mullenkamp off of their back row and goes backwards. And it is match point, 24-20, Indians leading here. And it'll be Cameron Mullenkamp to finish it off for the Indians right here. They are able to play it, get it to the front row, and not sure what happened. I think we might have been in the net, but that's a point for them. And it is 24-21. And Adina is going to serve. We need to get this point. They bloop it across. Mullenkamp, Ranley, Evers, and it goes too long. 24-22. We have to break this serve. 24-22. And it's going to be a timeout. Didn't see who's going to take the timeout, but we will take a timeout with them. It's probably our timeout. And we'll take a little break. Fortsight Fuel coming up.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Fortsight Fuel in Fort Recovery. Right on the corner of Fortsight Street and State Route 49, Fortsight Fuel is your local stop for top-tier gasoline and ultra-low sulfur diesel. It's self-serve, open 24/7, and their pumps take all the major credit cards. Easy and convenient, day or night.
We thank Fortsight Fuel for their support of the Tribe 107.3.
Welcome back. 24-22, I believe. Yes. And Indians are leading, but the Adina Warriors are serving, and we receive the serve. They play it. We get it across. They play it from the back row. Mullenkamp from our back row. Ranley sets it for Grizzy off of their blockers. They're playing it. They get it back to our side. It'll be Evers off of their blocker. And down. And that is the match. Indians come away with a 25-22 hard-fought third set. We'll be back to kind of wrap up this match and the day. With the other two matches today. We'll be back in just a little bit.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Medler's Furniture in Portland and A Simple Touch, located in downtown Fort Recovery.
These local businesses offer furniture and home decor from each business in both stores and are supporters of Fort Recovery Team Sports. Contact A Simple Touch at 419-375-5306 or shopasimpletouch.com and Medler's Furniture at 260-726-4570 or medlersfurniture.com.
We thank A Simple Touch and Medler's Furniture for supporting Tribe Football and Volleyball on Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Roll Tribe!
Support for the Tribe 107.3 is provided by Reasoner Energy Products in Coldwater, installing and servicing products from Trane HVAC, Generac Generators, and Mitsubishi Electric Ductless Systems. Reasoner Energy Products is proud to support community growth through quality service and local commitment. Learn more by visiting their location at 445 Hardin Street in Coldwater or online at ReasonerEnergyProducts.com. Their phone number is 419-678-4858.
We thank Reasoner Energy Products for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Gilbert Station Bar and Grill in Burkittsville.
They offer a relaxed place to gather with wings, spank burgers, and certified Angus beef steaks on the menu. It's a family-friendly restaurant and sports bar where people from around the area stop in for a meal or meet up with friends. More information and their full menu are available on their Facebook page.
That's Gilbert Station Bar and Grill in Burkittsville. Proud supporters of the Tribe 107.3.
Welcome back to Lehman High School, where the Indians have played their third and final match of the day in tournaments like this. It's the best 2 out of 3. Excuse me. And in the first match, we went against Versailles, and we dominated, not dominated, but we had that first set under control. We were ahead 20-15, and things were going our way. And then Kylie May went back to serve for the Lady Tigers, and I think she got 7 points in a row. They outscored us 10-3 from that point on, and ended up winning the match 25-23. The second set, they dominated the entire time. They beat us 25-13. So from the time we were ahead 20-15 and kind of had things going our way, they outscored us 35-15. So that didn't go the way we wanted it to. So we lost the first two. Then we played Lima Central Catholic in the second match. And we won the first set 25-11, second set 25-14, and kind of dominated that entire time. And then the third match, the Edina Warriors, we really dominated them. We basically had them doubled at every point in the contest and won that 25-11. Then the second set, they basically dominated us the entire time, had us doubled all the way from start to near the finish. But we ended up getting, if I remember correctly, we got 9 of the last 12 points and ended up losing 25-19, but we had the momentum and we kind of carried that on into the final set, and they came back on us a little bit. We were up 5 fairly late, but they came back, but we ended up with a 25-22 victory there. So that's how the day went. So what's coming up next week? We have, of course, nothing going on Monday. That's Labor Day. Tuesday, we'll play volleyball at Fort Laramie. We'll bring you the varsity match there on the hometown huddle. And Thursday, the volleyball will host New Bremen, and that'll be student appreciation night with all kinds of prizes and a lot of stuff going on there. And then Friday, it will be football at Delphi St. John's. Reasoner Energy pregame show will start at 6:40. So that's what's going on, and I want to thank everybody for listening. Definitely want to thank our sponsors and thank the folks here at Lehman High School. kind of a tough situation for us. We're kind of sitting in the corner because there was no place else for us to be. Fortunately, the first two matches were right in front of us, and then we had to play the third match on the opposite end of the court, and I had a little trouble from the corner where there was no other place for us to set up at all during the day. So we had to be clear across the court with first Lehman fans standing up in front of us. Then we had the Versailles fans standing up in front of us. And so it was a little bit of a challenge, but we got it all done. And Indians looked pretty good. We looked great in places and not so great in some others. So we have some work to do, but I think we're going to be in pretty good shape. Fort Laramie is always tough. New Bremen's always tough. And it's going to be a big week next week. So I want to thank everybody for listening. We'll see you next Tuesday. And thank you to the folks here at Lehman High School.
You've been listening to the Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 WFRCLP. We're proud to be your hometown voice for Fort Recovery Athletics. A big thanks to our community underwriters for making today's broadcast possible. Until next time, go Tribe!